Here with me I have David Zilberman from University of California, Berkeley. And here at this Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, you were one of the speakers today on our program. Just first of all, tell me about the presentation you made.
Okay, my main presentation is how does OPEC feel a fit to all this ethanol mix? People always assume that energy markets are competitive, but they are not competitive because you have this big elephant called OPEC. Now, people also think that it's run by a business-like cartel, but OPEC is an organization of nations. So I started to develop a model of OPEC, and I realized that they have an interesting phenomena. The prices of energy in OPEC countries is very low compared to the rest of the world. So what they do, they sell a lot of energy to their own people, and then they have less to sell to the rest of the world, but they don't worry because the price is high. So basically, the high price internationally subsidizes them. Now, how does ethanol fit in all this? The moment that you produce ethanol, you increase the supply, and you, to some extent, limit their ability to make money by having this wedge between their domestic price and the international price. And indeed, when we did some statistical analysis, we see that every time that they have less demand, what happened, this wedge went down. So to some extent, ethanol increase the price of oil in OPEC countries by 20% while reducing the price of oil to the rest of the world by 2%. Now, if we double or triple ethanol, it may reduce the price of oil in the rest of the world by 6 or 7% and reduce the price for OPEC even further. So the benefit from ethanol is not that it reduce the price to consumers in the rest of the world, but it also reduces the monopolistic power of OPEC, and they cannot take reduced supply as much because they realize that there is what we call a fringe of sources that they cannot control, and this fringe is competitive.
Well, and that, I think, has been one of those cornerstone reasons for the development of our ethanol business here, is to essentially lessen our dependence on what foreign oil decides, right?
That's exactly. But what my analysis tried to develop a formula to do it. So how did I do it? First, I developed an econometric model that shows that indeed OPEC has this wedge system, subsidized my local consumer while charge monopolistic price abroad. And secondly, I showed that if you introduce ethanol, suddenly the impact of this behavior become less severe, and we quantify it.
Sounds like your analysis would be very helpful for our policymakers in Washington, D.C. right now.
Oh, I hope so, because really people speak about ethanol from a perspective of climate change, but the real power of ethanol that it provides an alternative to a monopolistic source. And when we look at the ethanol in a global perspective, the issue is not how clean ethanol is, but how clean and effective is relative to the alternative. And the alternative are sand tars in Canada that are very contaminating, or increased dependence on OPEC. So within a bigger picture, I think ethanol has a bright future.
Well, boy, you said that very well, and that helped explain all those comments you made earlier. I really appreciate that. That's David Zilberman. That's David Zilberman with the University of California, Berkeley, and reporting here from the Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.